I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, stories about the grandest of gridiron innovations, the forward pass. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of this week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
On Tuesday, the IOC suspended the Russian Olympic Committee from participating in the 2018 South Korea Winter Games. But the games will include athletes from Russia. They just won't be competing as Russian athletes. Have I got that right?
Yeah, apparently so. The IOC summoned up, went to the dollar store and bought some integrity and decided to take it on a parade down the main streets of the city. This was the investigation of the highly sophisticated, highly organized, and probably government-run doping program that the Russians were running. You know how I feel about this whole thing. I am unmoved by the cock-a-doodle-doos of moral triumph here. I'm glad some of them will get to compete, though. And for them, I'm glad that Vladimir Putin has decided that he'll be okay with them participating.
At least so far.
Yeah.
If the athletes who live in Russia win medals, do they get to take them home to Russia?
I guess. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they have to stay in Athens or something.
I don't know. Roger Goodell will remain the commissioner of the NFL. He signed a new 5-year contract this week that could be worth up to $200 million. It is, as they say, incentive-laden. And as far as I know, he did not get the use of a private jet or lifetime health care for himself and his family. So, is he a winner or a loser?
I think he's doing okay. 6 months ago, you'd wondered if they were going to sign him at all. Mm. But he seems to have tamped down the rebellion, and Jerry Jones seems to be properly sedated. So off we go with Roger Goodell to kick around for the 5 years.
Eli Manning is a starting quarterback again. Just 1 week after the team benched him, ending his 210-game streak of consecutive starts. And all it took was for the guys who'd benched him to be fired.
Hey,
nobody's going to stop the Giants now.
And all over America, frustrated middle managers are going, yes! That's the way we do business. No, it was a genuine New York tabloid back page frenzy. For about a week. You know, it's helped immeasurably by the fact that the Giants really stink this year.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Eli Manning gets to walk out if he does walk out on his own 2 feet and as the starter, and that's fine.
Okay, we have our bowl matchups.
I have in my hand. Look at this. Listen to him. That's a heavy bunch of paper.
Yeah, it's the bowl matchups.
Yep.
Finalists for the big college football championship. Who do you like?
I think Alabama's going to be playing very, very angry. I'd like to see Wisconsin win. I don't think they're fast enough to stay on the field with these guys. I'm going to pick Alabama.
The Heisman Trophy.
Hold it.
Very nicely done.
Thank you.
The pose was eloquently and perfectly, I would say, replicated. Anyway, the Heisman buzz this year included news of how one of the guys who gets to vote was crowing about having that opportunity, and that would be?
That would be newly released convict O.J. Simpson.
Apparently,
they never took his Heisman vote away. If you've won the Heisman, you get to vote for the rest of your life.
Mm.
They took Reggie Bush's Heisman vote away, and he didn't steal no memorabilia at gunpoint.
The NBA says it is considering adding a team in Mexico, albeit to the G League, formerly known as the Developmental League. I like the idea. Team in Mexico.
Well, we'll see if it sells. I mean, the NBA itself sells in Mexico, but we'll see if the minor league does.
And then how long before there's one in Cuba?
Well, I have a feeling that if the G League team draws 9 people to every game, the NBA will declare it a success and then put a team in Mexico City. I'm fairly sure of that.
The Forbes list of most valuable NHL teams is in. Any surprises there?
A little bit. I think the Rangers being the most valuable team is a little bit of a surprise. Toronto and Montreal are 2 and 3. I suppose given the nature of all things being bigger in New York, it shouldn't surprise me, but it actually does.
Yeah. Toronto was always the one,
yeah.
I thought. Tiger Woods played well at last weekend's Hero World Challenge, and the odds of Mr. Woods winning the 2018 Masters have shot from 100 to 1 to 15 to 1. I don't know if playing well at one tournament should cause that dramatic shift in the odds.
Well,
what do you think?
Well, I mean, I don't know. It depends on what the environmental factors on Hero World were.
Hmm.
I mean, I have to go to Hero World sometime.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody must dress in costumes. But... you know,
I'd be the Flash.
I would have taken Tiger Woods at 100 to 1. I don't think I'd take him at 50 to 1. You can't make any money.
Charlie, perhaps we should offer a tip of the goalie mask to 9-year-old Caden Whaley. He took time after the first period of a recent game to coach the opposing goalie. Caden's team was up by 7 goals. The other kid had let in 7. and he was kind of a rookie. He'd never played in the goal before. Nice for the kid.
He'd never even
that.
Worn the equipment
no,
before.
No, no.
Which is, you know, strange enough. I mean, what, you all of a sudden you weigh 900 pounds and you're 8 feet wide.
Exactly.
but good for Caden. He came over and helped the young man out and showed him how to move and how to position himself. And apparently, I don't know if the kid's goaltending got any better, but he felt a lot more comfortable out there. And I think at that age, that's all that matters.
And finally, Charlie, the Milwaukee Public Library runs a series it calls Loud Library Days. And last week, a few very colorful characters helped them in making some noise. Who were those?
It was the wrestling family Mondo Lucha, which brought a card to the library. I just caught myself.
It wasn't a library
card. No, it wasn't. There were 500 tickets available ahead of time, and they went instantly, apparently.
Of course they did. You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated from time to time. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.